Anyway, hi guys, I'm just going to keep on going because I think there's a good word we have for today. And God wants to do something powerful today. We're going to talk about prayer today. Hey, Karen joined, Rachel joined. Okay, something's going on with Facebook today. They just can't handle everybody being online like this. So we're going to move on with what God wants us to do. You guys, I felt so impressed yesterday to talk to you guys about prayer today. And I just, you know, was going to do something lighthearted and just start with everybody is trying to find proper ways to have this, there we go, okay, this distancing. Everybody's like thinking, how in the world can I distance myself from one another? I've got to find creative ways. And we're torn between trying to do what our president asked us to do and making sure that we continue to connect with people. And it's difficult. I mean, my daughter-in-law told me about social shaming right now, and that you actually pictures on social media right now that if somebody sees you with someone else and you're not 6 feet apart, that you're shamed. And I had a picture of us together, and she said, you know, let's don't post that. I don't want people to know. And wow, what a day we live in. And it's really confusing, you guys, because we want to be smart. And we want to stay home like we're asked to be stay home, but we're meant to be in unity. We're meant to be together. And praise God, we've got things like social media because we can at least connect with one another through social media. But you guys, I want to talk to you about something really, really important today, and that's prayer. I want to give you a couple statistics right now that I have just found out today. That first of all, there have been more than 200 deaths just yesterday from COVID-19. That was on Wednesday in America. So there are some things happening even in our own country. It's reported that there were 655 deaths yesterday in Spain. So guys, we have to take this serious. And there's that pull between not wanting to freak out over the media and get all nervous, Nelly, and really handle this, you know, with clarity and wisdom and not get scared and afraid, and yet walk in faith and walk in confidence and walk in enjoying our lives. And so what's that balance? You know, there's a Bible verse, the word of God is very clear in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Many of us know it, but it's times like this that the word of God comes alive. And it says, if my people, you guys, it starts with the word if. It's conditional. God's moving. He wants to move. What he wants to do is he wants to take his people and he wants to take us deeper. He wants to have an intimate, pure relationship with us. If my people who are called by my name. So that's us. That's his children. That's his believers. Our job, you guys, right now, we are to be the prayer force behind this movement. He needs his church, his bride, his children, his people. If my people who call themselves my children, they're called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. God says, seek my face, come to me in prayer, come to me in asking me what I'm doing, spend time alone with me. If you humble yourself and seek my face, I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. And it's a promise that he's telling us. The Bible is relevant. Every time we go into crisis, we have to go back to the word of God and say, God, how do we get out of this crisis? He's always clear. He always gives us the recipe. He always gives us the formula. He always gives us what we need in time of crisis. But when I was praying, and I love praying the Lord's Prayer, and a lot of times I go back and I study it and I read it, but I saw something, you guys, in Luke 1:11 I've never seen before, and I want you guys to stay with me because I think this is so good. In Luke 11:1, the Bible says, and when it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place. So listen, Jesus is praying. The disciples are watching him pray, and it's very clear. It says a certain disciple. So one of the disciples went to him and said, Lord, will you teach us to pray the way John taught his disciples to pray? So I had to research this a little bit. Do you realize John the Baptist took his followers and he taught them to pray? And now these disciples, Jesus's disciples, are following and they're going, Jesus, teach us how to pray. They watched Jesus pray. They watched Jesus when he went into, whether it was the Garden of Gethsemane or on a mountain or on a boat or in his private time, they watched him. And he was very clear. Now listen, sometimes we pray the Lord's Prayer as just this, we recite it. I think we recite it, but we don't pray it. There's a difference in reciting the Lord's Prayer and praying the Lord's Prayer. You guys, this is so good. And if you can get a handle on this today, if you can begin to break down what I like to call the model prayer, because this is when Jesus sat down with his disciples and he said, when you pray, pray like this. He doesn't say, when you pray, pray this. Pray like this. So he gives us a model. He gives us a structure. He lays out in an outline how we're to pray. And it's very clear. I believe Jesus's prayer, what we would call the Lord's real prayer, was when he was getting ready in the Garden of Gethsemane to take the cup and go to the cross for us. That's when he got alone with the Father and an intimacy in the garden. He's pouring out his heart and he's praying. But this prayer, both in Luke and again in Matthew, when it's recited for us, is a model prayer. So I want to break that down for you today. And I'm going to tell you that when I have had to really be alone with God in the intimacy of times with God, when I was broken, that's when I really prayed. I'm not so sure that we can pray, excuse me, pray from the depths of our heart. And no, that wasn't a Corona cough. Okay. I'm getting excited. So I'm all good. Just took my temperature. But when I get really where I need God desperately, where there's no other resource for me but God, that's when I'm praying. That's when I'm praying. So I want to break down for you what we would call the model prayer or the Lord's Prayer. And I want you to begin. It's kind of like, again, it's the model, it's a formula, and then you put your request on it. So let's break this down. Here's how Jesus said we should pray in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. When you pray, pray like this. Our Father in heaven. Now listen to me. Take that first line, our Father in heaven. So I start off and I just say, Father God, all authority is in heaven. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are God, all authority. There is no king. There is no authority. There is no ruler than you. All authority is given. I stop and I submit myself to the authority of the God of the universe, you, King Jesus. And I meditate on that. I say it. I find as many ways as I can to articulate my understanding that my Father is in heaven, that he is God. So just go there. Don't even go to the next line until you've spent time sitting on the fact that our Father in heaven is all authority. Then next you say, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed means holy. So sometimes I just go, holy, holy, holy. We see that throughout the scripture over and over, the three holies. Holy are you, Father. Holy are you, Son. Holy are you, Spirit. And it's a picture of the Trinity. Holy, 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 our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Praise your name. Adore your name. There is no other name given by which we will be saved but the name of Jesus. Holy is your name. There is no other name holy like your name. And I just say it over and over. Sometimes I sit in my prayer room and I just say, Jesus, 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 holy, holy, holy. See how I'm moving into prayer? See how I can't just recite the Lord's Prayer and feel like I prayed. I have to take every dimension that Jesus taught, because his disciples said, teach us how to pray, not teach us a prayer, teach us how to pray. So you just take this down and you just acknowledge who he is, and then you worship his holiness. And then he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what he says right here, you guys, is he is calling heaven to earth. So I sit here sometimes and I say, God, would you show me the supernatural realm? Will you show me the throne room? Maybe I go into Revelation 4 and I just read about the throne room. And I say, God, I want everything that is in heaven on earth. There is no sickness or disease or sin or separation. So I am calling heaven down to earth. I am calling those things which are in heaven onto earth. I am calling supernatural powers and resources. I am calling that the angels of heaven come and minister to the earth. So I am calling what is in heaven on earth. It says, your kingdom come, your will be done. How? On earth as it's already being done in heaven. So you just spend a few minutes right here and you are calling heaven. Everything that you know that heaven is, you are calling that down to earth over your family, over your home, over our society, over this disease, over our leaders. Just call it down. Now listen, guys, this isn't something you're going to do in 2 or 3 minutes. This is something you're going to take time with. And let me just say this to you. Prayer is like a muscle. It has to be exercised. And the longer I stay in my prayer room, the more wisdom and revelation and insight. Sometimes it seems like it's 5 minutes is all I can do. And I go the next day and God gives me new insights and wisdom. And I go 10 minutes and then I go 20 minutes because it's just like an exercise. It's just like something that you're maturing and God gives you stuff. He gives you insight. You see that? This is not a quick fix. This isn't just a little prayer and that little foo-foo dust that God's going to sprinkle over you because you took time to recite the Lord's Prayer. Come on now, guys. I'm feeling excited about this. God's teaching us to pray. The disciples said, teach me to pray. And if you can only pray 2 to 3 minutes, pray 2 to 3 minutes. But begin to exercise that and learn how to go further. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Then it, look what he says. We are bringing heaven to earth. You've got to see God's perspective. You've got to see what he sees. You've got to see supernatural. It's like this funnel from heaven that's coming to earth. And you've got to bring that down to earth. And then he says, give us today our daily bread. Guys, this is a reminder that we have to have this every single day. Why do you think in the Old Testament he fed them with manna so that they would learn every day to rely on him? Don't eat the manna from yesterday. I want you to have fresh manna today. Don't think because you had this supernatural spiritual encounter with God yesterday that it's enough for today. You have to have fresh manna, fresh revelation, fresh word. Get in the word. I'm telling you what, that's why the word of God never grows cold or old, because the precepts of the Lord are new every morning. So he's showing you things. He's refining you. He's purifying you. He's teaching you. He's protecting you. You're becoming a warrior for God. You're moving into the supernatural realm and you're seeing things and the scripture is coming alive. And that's what he wants you to do. Give us this day our daily bread. We have to understand our dependence on God. You guys, right now, we've seen just a little bit on a run. There's not eggs, or maybe you can't get milk. We know we can't get toilet paper. And he's going, who are you relying on? Who are you relying on? The church wakes up when we rely on the dependency of God, and he wants to teach us every day. I believe this is a wake-up call, not only for the church, but for the world. We have to unite. We have to submit. We have to humble ourselves. So it's dependence on God. Now listen, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Guys, listen, why did Jesus teach the disciples this? Because we have to understand repentance. We have to understand repentance. We have to come in repentance with ourselves. Look, I can't repent for you. I can't repent for my husband or my children or my family or my ministry. I can only repent for me. And God says, Tammy, look in your heart. Look in your heart. I have to forgive everyone that has hurt me, everyone that has either said something against me. And listen, let me tell you what. We can all spend a whole lot of time here, because as you go deep into your soul and deep into your heart, God's going to bring you back to people in your past that you have not forgiven. And I'm telling you, we cannot pray supernatural, spiritual prayers when we are harboring resentment and bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. If this wasn't important, Jesus would not have added this to the model prayer. He wouldn't have said it if it wasn't important. I believe some of us aren't seeing the release of the supernatural things that God wants to do in our life because we're harboring unforgiveness. We don't want to go there. We justify why we have a right. They hurt me. They lied to me. They deceived me. And I'm telling you what, that is a wall. That is a wall that you've separated you from the power from heaven. You've got to. He wouldn't say it if it wasn't important. You've got to forgive. Forgive those. So that's repentance. And then listen, this is so good. And lead us not into temptation. Now, I always wondered why in this model prayer Jesus said that. And if you've ever read in Matthew 4, the Bible says that the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now listen, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. Because when Jesus says, pray that we're not tempted, let me tell you what the greatest thing, when Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, he found out the resources he had in the power to overcome temptation. So I don't want to be tempted, but I'm telling you what, when I am tempted, I realize the power of Almighty God to say no. Now listen to me very clearly. Temptation is not a sin. Giving in to temptation is the sin. So when the temptation comes, you have the power, because you are a child of Almighty God, to say no to every temptation that comes up against you. And so when he says, and we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, God's showing you something here, guys. Don't miss this. Many of us read over this in the model prayer because we don't understand it, so we keep reading. Jesus is telling us right here, we are going to be tempted. But he's showing us right here, lead us not into temptation, what? But deliver us from the evil one. Do you understand the power and the authority and the resource that you have to overcome all temptation because of the power of the Lamb, because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of your testimony? You will be tempted. Right now, you are tempted in this crisis to be fearful, confused, even angry. Where did this come from? I didn't do anything. This disease, this coronavirus has taken out my job and it brought turmoil to my family, and the temptation to be angry and fearful are going to come on you. But listen, God says, let me tell you what, I'm going to give you a way of escape. That's what he tells us. I always give you a way of escape. So get in your prayer room, get in your prayer closet, get strong. Learn to fight the enemy. Whenever I'm reading the headlines, and listen, I'm going to tell you something. Like right now, I was on the way here, and I listened to Fox News, and it's telling me that right now, today, 13 deaths in one hospital in Queens, New York. So immediately, my mind goes to fear. Is that going to happen to us? And I hear the news, and the news scares me, and the temptation to be afraid and to just lock myself in my house and not talk to anybody and have any kind of encounter with anybody, the fear is real. But what I did right then is I said, Satan, you're a liar. In Jesus' name, I begin to pray over those families. I pray over those medical workers, over those doctors. Now I'm battling the enemy with the resource to not go into fear. Do you understand? God is showing us how to do battle with our fear by taking authority through prayer. And that's exactly what he's teaching us. But deliver us from the evil one. He gives us wisdom and strategies and insight and discernment. He gives us revelation. So when these temptations come on you, the reason he put this in the model prayer was to teach us that we would battle temptation. We would battle the enemy, but greater is our God. He teaches us with power how to have authority over it. So every time one of these temptations come, the fear, the anger, my husband said something wrong, my kids did something wrong, I'm going crazy, I got to get out, I'm going, whatever it is, stop right then and learn that God's shown you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, that God has given you the mind of Christ to do battle. That's why this prayer is so important. That's why he sat down with his disciples and he taught them how to pray. So realize you've got all authority. You have all power over all of the attacks of the evil one. And then he goes on and he says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's for you. He looked at the disciples and he said, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You guys, this is a prayer that you have to learn to pray piece by piece, line by line, precept by precept. So although we want to recite it because we know it, I want to encourage you right now to just break down this model prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer line by line and begin to put flesh on it. Put your request on it. Put your family on it. Put our country on it. Put your job on it and begin to move into the supernatural realm of all power and all authority. You guys, I want us to pray right now, and I feel very, very impressed to pray for New York City specifically. There is just an outbreak, and we need to pray over that. We all love New York. We love that city. So we need to pray right now that that disease would stop. We need to take the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, and we need to pray over that city and everyone in that city. We need to pray over our government. We need to pray over our cities and our communities and our homes. And you begin to see, once you just begin to envision, I always go back to the Old Testament, and I see where they took that blood and they put it over the doorpost, and it said that the evil, the enemy, went over the doorpost because of the blood of the Lamb. And we have to start decreeing the blood of the Lamb over the doorpost in every house, in every home, and every authority. We just, in Jesus' name. So right now, I begin to pray at this wall in Jesus' name. I pray the blood of the Lamb over every doorpost, every family in New York City, in New York, in New Orleans, as there's an epidemic, in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, in that tri-state area. We pray for LA. We pray for Chicago. In Jesus' name, right right now. We pray for our country, and we just pray, oh, death angel, be gone in Jesus' name. Death angel, be gone in Jesus' name. We pray the mighty blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb of Jesus over doorposts, over families, over sickness and illness. God, we take this coronavirus and we say, be gone in Jesus' name. We decree it and we declare it, because you tell us in this model prayer, when you taught us to pray, that all power and all authority was given to us in Jesus' name. You told us to go and to heal and to believe. And God, you are raising up your church. I think the first week or two, we didn't like what was happening, but God, now we're getting angry over what is happening. It's righteous indignation in Jesus' name. So we take our country back, our land back, our homes back, our job back, our government back in Jesus' name. And God, we united right now on this Facebook Live and on this Instagram Live. God, in Jesus' name, we join together as your children, as your church, as your bride, and we say, be healed in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you are purifying and you're working. You did not cause this, but God, you are using this. What the enemy meant for evil, you are turning to good, and you are bringing back your church, your bride, your children, your families. I pray for insight of wisdom and revelation. I pray for the joy of the Holy Spirit to be over families, that dissension would be gone, anger and tension and fear would be gone in Jesus' name. God, you are rising us up, and we are at this prayer wall. We stand united with the world in Jesus' name, from house to house, from city to city, from country to country, in Jesus' name. We pray for revival. We pray you would do whatever you need to do to wake us up in Jesus' name. We repent like you tell us in 2 Chronicles 7:14. We are your people. We are humbling ourselves. We know we cannot do this without you. We know we need you in Jesus' name. We confess our sins in Jesus' name, and we ask for a healing of our land, a healing of our land. We pray for wisdom for our president, wisdom for our leaders. God, that you would do a mighty work in every home, every house, in Jesus' name, we call on you. Now, right now, Father, I just want to pray that every single person on this thread on social media, thank you for social media. We are social people, and we have the platform of media to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So God, would you now move? Would you move? We have asked you to move. We've been asking you for new beginnings. We've been asking you to stir. And God, it may not look like we thought it was going to look, but you are moving. We trust you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Holy, holy, holy. We stop and we submit to all authority. There is only one authority, and it's your authority. You are God. So right now, as I've just been praying, I just pray that you're learning right now. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray the model prayer, line by line. Get in a room by yourself. Go for a walk. Many of you have been a part of Story Club, where I've taught you how to pray. We've done prayer walks, and I've taken you into the park, and I've taught you how to walk. Take those resources. If you need those, I'll supply those to you. But walk. I know a lot of our parks are closed. You can't go to the park. But go outside, on your street, go in your backyard, and begin to pray heaven down. Pray heaven down. Pray heaven down. Ask God to show you, give you wisdom, insight, discernment, revelation, what he's doing. Call heaven to earth. That's your job. You have authority to do that as a child of God. So you guys, God is moving and God is working in mighty ways. You can tell I'm fired up today, because I just think that there is so much potential that we have as God's children that we're not utilizing. There's so much power we have as God's children that we're not utilizing. We have put our power on the shelf. We have put our authority on the shelf, and he's calling us to utilize it. He's calling us to put on the armor of God and to stand as his warriors. So you guys, I'm really excited because there's so much happening, not only with Women of Influence, but Influence Church. Now, listen to me. Stay with me, because I'm feeling God's giving me stuff like I've never had before. And you know you've been a part of Story Club with me, but on Saturday, we're going to do Saturday Story Club. And I have a downloadable workbook for you, where we're going to begin to journal our thoughts through COVID-19. This is a time where most of us don't know how to take what we're feeling. We might take it out on our family members, or we might dialogue on social media through jokes or links. But I'm going to ask you to journal what you're thinking. Now, one thing that I've said to you, if you know anything about Story Club, this came from my mother literally leaving her story for me and her other daughters. And she wrote everything down. And as I look back and I read her story, it gives me strength to make it through my story. So we birthed Story Club. It came out of my mother's story that she left for me. And you guys, I want you to journal this COVID-19. It's a time in history. We will never forget it. It's a time in history you will never forget. But if you don't write some of the details down of what you're feeling and what you're thinking, you will forget. So we've actually made it to where you can take links from social media and put it in this. You can create your own template on how what you're thinking and how you're feeling, frustrations and joys and hopes and prayers. And it literally is a piece of history that you will never forget. And you will pass it on to someone else. So will you do me a favor? Will you invite people? I don't know if anything now on social media, I've not seen anything like this, where people are coming together and journaling their story through COVID-19. So we're going to do this at noon on Saturdays via Facebook Live and Instagram Live. And you can download this form. So we're going to be sending that out to you later today. We're going to be sharing that all over the internet for people to actually write what they're thinking and journal what they're thinking. And you can put each of those documents in a file and actually make a book out of it. So this is your story of COVID-19 and how you processed it. So we'll be doing that together Saturday at noon. It's going to be an exciting time, and I'll be getting all those resources to you. So I love you guys. I always hate saying goodbye because I feel we're connected right now. So I want to take a moment and just see Sarah, Karen, Lisa. Thank you guys for being here. Leanne is here. So many of you guys are here. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. I just want to shout out Jamie. I love you. I love you. And Karen is here. Lisa again. Cheryl. So many of you guys. So many guys. I hope. Has this been helpful? Has this been helpful for you guys to see how to take the Lord's Prayer and line by line put your request on it? Line by line. Good. Lots of hearts. And just because that's what he said. Remember, he said, teach us to pray, not teach us a prayer. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to take what I've taught you right now. And if you can, go outside, go for a walk. You can re-listen to this and line by line, put your request on it. Line by line, call heaven to earth and let God take you into a deeper place, an intimate place, a personal place of refining you, loving you, ministering to you in ways he never has before. Oh, guys, I love you so much. Okay, we're going to come back tomorrow again. It's Friday. We'll be back at the wall. I'll be bringing another message. Would you guys please help me by sharing this? Listen, this is just, I'm not trying to share, you know, anything other than this is stuff God's giving me. I believe it's good stuff he wants us to learn and to share. And then if you guys would even just jump on and go, this is what I learned and this is what helped me and I listened to this today and here, hey, I just want to share with you guys, you're my friends. Have you ever thought of this before? Let's use these mediums of social media right now to just flood the world with the truth of Jesus Christ. So I love you guys so much. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.